Blog Talk Radio.
And good Tuesday morning, Jeff Fortz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios for the second straight year. For the second straight day, let me amend that because it made sense in my head. For the second straight year, the championships were won on consecutive days. Last night in the NBA, game five last night between the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers, Golden State with a 3-1 advantage going into this. Cleveland, with a little help from their friends, got the win in Game 4, but Golden State would overcome them in Game 5 and get the 129-120 victory. 39 points for Kevin Durant. He would win the MVP. And we said early on in these playoffs, Kevin Durant needed to be the guy. Well, when it mattered the most, Kevin Durant was the guy. 39 points for him, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. When he was on the floor, they were plus 18. When he wasn't, they were negative 7. So a big-time difference. Steph Curry adds in 34, Klay Thompson with 11, and Draymond Green with 10, plus a very questionable I still don't get that fight, man. I just don't get that fight. I don't get what it was. I don't get what the double technicals were. And I don't understand any of what happened in that last night. But ultimately, it was Golden State coming out on top. 129-120, Golden State wins another championship. It is their third in history. They get a nice win, and several stats that just absolutely blew me away. Their fifth win in NBA history, fifth title. Steve Kerr with his fourth. He is the fourth coach in NBA history to win multiple NBA titles within his first three seasons of coaching. He joins Phil Jackson, Bill Russell, and John Kundla as the fourth coach in NBA history to win multiple NBA titles. Of course, you know, both Phil and Bill Russell went on to win multiple as a head coach, won quite a few for both of those. Also, a couple, just these from ESPN Stats and Info, most points in a five-game series. As we said, Kevin Durant was dominant. He finished just short of Allen Iverson, who had 178 back when the Sixers took on the Lakers in 2001. 2 points short of that for Kevin Durant. Iverson with 178 and Kevin Durant 176. He is the third player to win MVP, Finals MVP, in his first year with the team, joining Magic Johnson with the 1980 Lakers and Moses Malone with the 1983 Philadelphia 76ers. The Warriors with the best record in the in a single postseason, 16-1. They were just ahead of the 2001 Lakers, who went 15-1. So, congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. They get another championship and make a big-time run now. They could be, I think, a huge favorite in 2018 to win the championships. I think they open up now in Vegas as the top contender for the title for next year. They open a nice, let's see, what was it? 5-1 to win the championship next year in 2018. So a very nice favorite for the Golden State Warriors. All right, let's move on to basketball of a different sort. Basketball of the college variety. I stumbled upon something yesterday, and I'm going to post this on the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans. This coming via Bleacher Report. This is the 25 most iconic venues in sports. I thought, okay, no problem. We know which ones we're going to see. We're going to see St. Andrews. We're going to see Churchill Downs. We're going to see, you know, multiple of these places, Yankee Stadium, Wrigley Field, whatever it may be. There was, however, one omission from this that I was very, very surprised about. Why? And I know I'm a bit of a homer with this. Where the hell is an Allen Fieldhouse on this list? The top 25 most iconic venues in sports. This features... I don't get it. You get top 25. This list includes Rucker Park, a place where they don't even play actual games. Caesar's Palace comes in at number 17. Now, the rest of these, some of these are very, very deserving. Wembley Stadium, Cameron Indoor, boom, boom, boom. Louisiana Superdome. I don't know about that. No Allen Fieldhouse, a place where amazing things have happened at Allen Fieldhouse. And it doesn't even make the top 25. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Bleacher Report, you have failed in this. This list is a moot point. Without the home of the Jayhawks on it, it is absolutely just a moot point. All right. Before we get into the Giants and Royals tonight, want to talk about what happened last night with the Kansas City Royals, and that was the MLB draft. The Royals, with the 14th pick of this year's draft, they select Nick Prado out of Huntington Beach, California, a first baseman out of Huntington Beach, California. Now, Prado already with a name for himself. And you wonder, well, who, why, how does a high school senior have a name for himself? Well, this goes back 6 years. He was on the 2011 California Little League team that made the Little League World Series. That was another place that wasn't on that list that kind of pissed me off. The Little League World Series. He won it for California in the Little League World Series. A walk-off hit for Nick Prado, and the California team wins the Little League World Series, beat Japan, a bases-loaded hit, just a single up the middle in a 1-1 game, and California gets the 2011 World Series, Little League World Series champions. So, Prado, no stranger to the important games, no stranger to the big stage. But again, they get him with the 14th pick of the draft. Now will be a first baseman in the organization, maybe eventually be called up to the big league. And we may be seeing the end of this regular team that we're seeing right now. Don't count him on the major league squad right away, but maybe an heir apparent to one Eric Hosmer at first base. All right, let's take a look at what we have going on tonight in the world of sports. That is Royals and Giants. A late start for the boys in blue tonight as they head out west to take on San Francisco for the first time since the 2014 series. They send Jason Vargas to the mound tonight, 8-3 with a 2.18 ERA. He matches up against Tyler Block of the San Francisco Giants, 4-3 with a 3.64 ERA. He has lost three straight, allowing five runs in his last outing against the Brewers. But Bruce Bochy sees a little bit of faith yet in Tyler Block, a lefty. He sees a little bit of faith in him, so maybe they have a chance to kind of turn this thing around, turn his season around. And hard to say a guy with a 4-3 record needs to turn his season around, but that's what they're facing right now with Ty Block. So again, Vargas against Block tonight, 9:15 at AT&T Park in San Francisco. You can see that, of course, on Fox Sports Kansas City, and we'll have full coverage of that on tomorrow's show, Vargas versus Block, Royals and Giants tonight. That is all I have for you today. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Remember, our special guest on Wednesdays, as always, WIBW Jonathan Deutsch. We will break down a lot of things going on. Of course, the new draft pick of the Royals, of the Royals, and plenty more going on in the next couple of days. We'll talk a little bit of NBA as well. As we know, Jonathan is a big-time NBA guy, so we'll talk a little bit of NBA Finals plus maybe some Royals and who knows what else. Last week it broke down into peanut butter. So who knows what else is going to go on when Jonathan is in studio. It gets a little bit off topic every so often. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. Do check it out. Every Wednesday we have WIBW's Jonathan Deutsch in studio. Have a little fun, talk a little sports, and just see what is going on in the capital city in the upcoming days. A lot of things going on as they prepare for some big things going on both at Heartland Park, Topeka, and throughout the baseball world. So we'll have a little bit of fun and really enjoy, as always, enjoy having Jonathan Deutsch on. So do join me for that. It should be a lot of fun tomorrow. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.